I had a lot less stress and anxiety because I planned for this for a long time.
We are sitting here chatting with recently retired firefighter and paramedic Dallas Baker. Dallas is a trustee chair for the Seattle Firefighters Healthcare Trust and still serves as an executive board director for the union. So Dallas, now that you're retired, how's retirement treating you?
It's been amazing. I have to say that by planning for your retirement early in your career and making sure that your finances are set, it does help with that anxiety associated with leaving the department. I'm not going to lie, that's always a little questionable. But I've been gone for over 6 months now. The preparation that I've done leading up to retirement has made a big difference, and all of the benefits available to us are amazing. And so that transition has been much easier for me. I had a lot less stress and anxiety because I planned for this for a long time. And that's what we're trying to get all Seattle firefighters to do, is start planning early so that you can be ready when that day comes around and you can leave on your terms, leave happy and healthy, and enjoy a long, healthy retirement. One of the big hurdles that we've seen for firefighters to be able to retire when they'd like is the impact of medical expenses in retirement. So we have access to plans through the city, and that's very valuable to have access to good, robust healthcare plans with reasonable premium levels, but they're expensive. And so what we have available to us, in addition to the pension and the deferred comp, is we have two plans to help manage the costs of medical expenses in retirement. We have the Medical Expense Reimbursement Plan, the MERP, which is a contribution plan where the firefighters and the city contribute to a medical expense reimbursement plan, that the money goes into the plan untaxed. There's growth of the money and benefits that are untaxed. And so that is a very valuable benefit available through the Washington State Council of Firefighters, managed through VIMLI, the same people that manage our health care. And so having access to that money is a great benefit. Also, if you're able to conserve a lot of your sick leave, the conversion of sick leave can, unused sick leave at retirement can also be converted to enhance your MERP benefit. And so I took advantage of this, and it increased my my MERP benefit by close to $160 a month. And so that is an excellent opportunity to help manage those costs of healthcare and retirement. In addition to that, Seattle firefighters have a very unique benefit available to them because of the way we have managed our healthcare plan. We have established our own clinic and gained some efficiencies, and by generating a healthier population, getting your annual firefighter medical exam, and early intervention is the key to good outcomes. It's also the most inexpensive outcomes because we don't allow conditions to get more serious. And so we've been able to take the savings that we've generated from the annual firefighter medical exam and invest that money and generate enough money that we can provide a benefit for Seattle firefighters from the healthcare plan that we call the Retirement Security Fund, referred to as the RSF. I hear a lot of people in the department refer to it as a VEBA, and it is a VEBA as sort, but right now, each Seattle firefighter, when they retire, gets $400 a month for 7 years that can be used to help manage the impact of retirement medical costs.
On the website, there is also a medical retirement calculator. So you can actually put in your information and it'll tell you actually how much you'll be saving. So check that out as well.
That is a big benefit available only to Seattle Firefighters Local 27 members. We're really proud that we were able to generate that benefit, and it's definitely making a difference.
Listen Up L27 is brought to you by Seattle Firefighters Healthcare Trust and Local 27. I'm your host, Jen Pennington, and until next time, stay safe and stay healthy.